Hi, thank you for contacting customer support. This is LaQuana speaking. May I please have your zip code?
77346.
I do thank you for that. And may I please have the first and last name?
Sylvia Aiken.
I do thank you for that. And for security purposes, can you verify that shipping address for me?
169, oh Lord, we ain't been lived here long. What is it, Shirley, our address? 16299, I don't know.
Okay, may I ask what is this call in reference to?
It's in reference to my bill. It says that somebody, you know, that they've been charging this. I was trying to charge a number to it, but it was declined. But I haven't ordered anything. And so I want them, you know, I want to know what am I being charged for.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay, well, I do have to locate an account so I can see what's going on.
You want the account number?
Can I have the last four digits of, oh, no, I did locate an account. Can you verify? I just need you to verify that address to make sure I have the correct account pulled up.
16922 Ledges Court, Humble, Texas, 77346.
I do thank you for that. And I did locate an account. It looks as though you took, did you recall ordering something or taking a survey?
I might have took a survey.
Yes, ma'am. And what happened is that, or you to win like a KitchenAid? And you paid $7.95.
Oh, that was back when.
Yes, ma'am. And so what happened is that when you did that, you paid the $7.95 to enter into the sweepstakes. So there's no guarantee that you would become the winner. Now, if you don't cancel out the account, then you're going to be billed and enrolled into a subscription for which you would be billed $56.95 and provided with a $125 e-gift card.
Okay. I haven't gotten a gift card, but my son says they've charged me that twice on my bill.
It was declined. It only came out once.
I don't ever want it to come out. So I wanted to cancel it out now.
Yes, ma'am. We can definitely assist you in getting that done.
But if it came out the first time, like you just said, how come I didn't get a gift card then?
Because you would have to view it in your email. It's it was inside of your email.
What did you say? I don't care what you're saying, because to me, it's just talk, you know, round in a circle. But I don't want it.
It's an e-gift card. It's an electronic gift card. So the gift card is sent to you via email.
Okay. Do you see where it's been sent to me via email? And what email?
I don't have access to your email, ma'am. The email that we have on file is svakins1941
@gmail.com.
But I understand that you're calling in and you would like your account canceled, so I can definitely get this account canceled out for you, and you will not be billed anything further.
Okay. And what he was saying, that was they were trying to bill me, but like you said, it was canceled, so they can't bill it to me. But I want to cancel it, you know.
Yes, ma'am. I did go ahead and cancel you out, and you will not be billed anything further.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, and thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful evening.
Okay. They all ain't nothing but crooks, right?